And with that, I'd like to just have Mrs. Herman discuss with the committee why this is important.
Mrs. Herman. Madam Chair and committee. I just, again, wanted to reiterate the importance of the addressing the maltreatment reporting. In Kyle's particular case, when the teacher had the arbitration hearing, there were a number of staff persons that worked in the school that testified that they witnessed the maltreatment that he endured, but they claimed, which I have a hard time believing, but they claimed that they had no idea that they were required to report this. And again, if that was the case, if we have something like this on the statutes and available to them and the school districts roll that out, I have better conscience as a parent sending my student, you know, my child, and I think other parents would as well, that people know that they're on the hook and that's their obligation, it's a mandatory obligation that they report these acts that they witness. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion on Senate Bill 540?
Well, okay.
Sure, good evening. My name is Meg Luger-Nicola. I'm with Education Minnesota, and thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, members of the committee. We wanted to speak to address some concerns that we had about the language of this bill. Having reviewed the A3 amendment, pardon me, I think there is a definite improvement in the bill from our perspective, but we still retain some concerns about the due process issues associated with enacting legislation like this. First of all, the Board of Teaching currently has jurisdiction to investigate matters relating to maltreatment if they're notified by the Department of Education or by a school district of concerns of maltreatment. The Board of Teaching also has jurisdiction to determine an appropriate penalty with regard to a teacher's license if necessary. So that currently exists in law. Additionally, this bill creates a fairly harsh penalty for something for which the Board of Teaching might not actually issue the same type of penalty. If a school board makes a determination that termination is appropriate based on even the department's finding of maltreatment, they're essentially the judge, jury, and executioner for the teacher's license, their ability to teach at all, no matter what the degree of maltreatment. Of course, any degree of maltreatment is bad. But there is certain conduct that is certainly correctable, there is conduct that is educable, and there is conduct that isn't. And conduct that isn't will result in a revocation. Conduct that is likely to result in rehabilitative measures. This bill deprives the Board of Teaching of the opportunity to make that assessment because it is mandatory under the language. I'd like to direct your attention to lines 1.22 through 2.4. This is language in the original statute. They shall refuse to issue, shall refuse to renew, shall automatically revoke a teacher's license if the amendment is adopted, there's a termination decision by a school district. You know, the iteration of the bill that exists currently allows such mandatory revocation without a hearing only upon a current finding by a judge in a criminal proceeding where the burden of proof is beyond a reasonable doubt that a criminal violation has occurred. So there's obviously a significant due process, I think, degradation with regard to basing such a decision on the school district's decision to terminate versus, for example, a judge's determination that a crime has been committed beyond a reasonable doubt. I think this law leaves vulnerable teachers who are doing some of the hardest work in our school district because I think some of the teachers who are most vulnerable to maltreatment allegations are those who have a lot more physical engagement than certain classroom teachers. I'm thinking specifically of our special ed cohort. But I think any teacher is potentially subject to harm. So I think we have some serious concerns about this, but I will certainly agree that the A3 amendment solves some of our concerns with regard to due process.
This bill will be going to judiciary as well. So there's another stop to deal with some of those kinds of issues in the community.
Sure.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, if I can just, I understand the concerns that were just addressed, and I did work with the Board of Teaching regarding that, and just to reiterate for the committee and for the tape, for the record, it is not just a charge of maltreatment that would result in loss of licensure. It is two prongs. It is one, the department found that there was maltreatment, and two, the school board has terminated the teacher for maltreatment. So it's not, we think we have that covered. In other words, the school board feels the teacher is harming students, and the Minnesota Department of Education has found that to be the case. And my question would be, would you want your student in a classroom with a teacher who you're trying to remediate, who's already maltreated one child? I think we need to encourage them to find a different line of work that's not working with children.
Madam Chair? Yeah, just very briefly, I commend Senator Nelson, everybody, all of your efforts and support it. But during the break, I also reflected more, and I was going to offer an amendment, but I'm not. But earlier testimony talked about the expectation that every student should feel safe in that classroom, in the school. And we've had a discussion on bullying, but I believe the risk, the harm in that area is also just as great, as prevalent, and we were just reminded of the two 14-year-old girls near Marshall that did a suicide pact this past Saturday, and the aunt was on saying they were bullied. One, because they teased her for being fat and having red hair. But this goes on, and for the students that have worked so hard, continue with the Kyle Herman on this aspect, but on that whole safety issue in the classroom. There's additional areas, and I did have an amendment. I'm not going to offer it just in respect for not wanting to further complicate things yet, because this does need to become law. But I believe it needs to be said as well that for the assurance for safety, or at least that expectation, we can do more.
Madam Chair, committee members, I'd like to thank you for your patience tonight. I'd ask for a favorable vote or move. I would like to move the bill. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And motion to bill. Bill. Thank you very much for your hard work. I'm sorry that we had to have this bill, but appreciate your patience.
What's that, sir?
Okay.
I think.